This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night. Well, there's an amazing piece of music. I think it was called The Tiger Rag, and that last little bit there looked as if we were trying to be told to hold that tiger. And who was trying to do that? Well, it's our guests in studio tonight. We have two guests. We have Matt Dixon and Adrian DeFanti from Shiraz. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, it's a
Thank
great pleasure to be here.
Shiraz, an interesting name for a band.
Yeah, it seems to get a lot of positive response from a lot of people because everyone seems to like Shiraz, whether or not they've heard the band. So that's a good start. We chose it because it was our first gig was at a wine festival, and we were sort of had a few names. We couldn't decide what to get, and we were pushed for a name, and we were like, Shiraz. Shiraz will do.
It was the closest bottle.
Yeah, that's right.
And you all agreed on the name?
Yeah, well, it was only Adrian and I in it at that stage, and then we had to find the rest of the musicians and put the band together.
We booked the first gig before we really had a band together.
Well, now that shows confidence. That shows great confidence indeed. Why?
It was at Fed Square. Why not?
It was. We've always loved playing trad. It's Adrian and I have been in a number of sort of groups for years. Went to school together, so you know we've grown up playing that sort of music together. And we thought it was about time to have a go of it and do a decent job. So, and you can't attract the musicians without having a gig. So,
I suppose a little bit like the chicken and egg situation.
Yeah,
which one do you do first? And if you've got a gig to go to, you're going to get someone along.
That's right.
How long have you been around?
In its more or less current form, it's been around about three and a half years. It sort of took about a year before that to sort of get it sorted and get the musicians that we've got now.
And to get your repertoire together?
Get the repertoire together, yeah.
Do you have as much fun as it sounds you have when listening to the albums?
Absolutely, every time. We rarely have a gig where we're not completely exhausted afterward. Yeah, and that's what I think that's the crowd seem to respond well to that. So yeah, it's a win-win.
And what exactly do you mean by respond?
A bit of dancing, bit of singing along sometimes, and well, it depends. We tend to have a fairly varied audience. We do a lot of festivals, and we're starting to break into the Melbourne scene a bit. So there's a bit of a variation with who comes to watch and how they wish to respond, I guess.
One of our listeners has responded already. They've been having a listen, and Tristan, he says, "Hi there, I'm loving your show, listening to you with a home brew beer."
Well, beer's all right, but he should be having a Shiraz, really.
Thanks for your message, Tristan. Now, guys, you've got 6 people in the band.
Well, I play clarinet and saxophone. Matt plays trombone and he's the main vocalist. We also have banjo, trumpet, double bass and drums.
And a washboard, I believe.
Yes, a new addition, yes.
Yeah, just today we had our first gig with a washboard.
I saw a picture you posted on Facebook this afternoon.
That's right.
And I had to look twice. There's this washboard.
Yeah, well, we're doing a gig in Canberra next weekend, and we're travelling up on the plane and things, and a drum kit is a little too big to carry on a plane. So we're trying to see if we can get away with just using a washboard for that.
You've done 3 albums to date, and they're called The Window in 2010, Enjoy Responsibly in 2012, and Rewind, R-E-W-I-N-E-D. The last two seem to have a wine-related reference there. The first one I'm not quite so sure of. The Window.
The Window's just it was named after a track on the album. So it was... To be honest, putting that CD together we were working against the clock, and we didn't have time to come up with 100 different puns and narrow them down over months to the one we preferred the most. So it just took the name of The Window, which is the original track on that CD.
I think I saw on Rewind that there's some original tracks here. You've got some originals on each of the CDs?
Yeah, we've got, I think, just one on each of the CDs. Originals aren't a big part of our repertoire just because there is such a huge range of already written traditional jazz that is so good that, you know, there's not a lot of demand for new stuff.
But it's nice to hear.
Yeah, it's good fun.
And is there a lot of effort in writing something new?
It is. When you've got to write and keep it within the traditional jazz idiom, it gets quite difficult because there's only a certain number of chord progressions that really still sound traditional, and all those chord progressions are already in songs. So you've got to find other ways to distinguish your music than just changing the notes.
I had a look at your website, guys. There's lots and lots of dates on the website and lots of festivals. Are you in demand?
We seem to get a fair few inquiries from festivals. I think it works. They've got their own sort of grapevine between the festivals, and we love playing them. They're just so much fun. And to be up there and hanging out with all these other musicians from all over Australia, playing great music and... they're just so much fun, really.
So what is it about your music that attracts the festivals to ask you over?
Well, a lot of the festivals we do, I guess, are bands that have been together maybe 30 years, and I guess we're something a bit different at some of these festivals, and they look at us and they get excited that the traditions are continuing, I guess, into the future. They always say to us, oh, jazz is in good hands, and we hope that's the case.
If I was thinking about a Dixieland band, I would be thinking of people probably in their 60s, 50s and 60s. It's my... I don't know why I have that image in my mind.
I think that would be a reasonable assumption for most Dixieland bands in Australia today. There is a new wave coming through, and we're part of that, and there are some really great Melbourne bands playing Dixieland. But you're right, it is predominantly the sport of an older generation.
And it's great to see that we have here a band of young guys who are into the music and into performing.
Hmm.
What other types of music do you like? And to expand on that question, what has influenced you in your musical developments?
I play with another group, Susie Blue. That's a bit of a folk cabaret sort of group, and I've also been in pub rock bands and funk bands and all sorts of things, I guess. And even though I prefer listening to a wide range of music, I found traditional jazz is the most fun to play. And I guess a lot of that is because it's so dynamic on stage and things change and we just go with the flow sometimes. And it's,
very little of our arrangements are actually written down. It's, even the stuff that you hear on the CD, it's just... that's one take, and if you listen to the takes that we didn't use, they'd be completely different. And, you know, it's just all sort of more or less made up on the spot. So it's also very exciting for us, and it keeps you guessing on stage as well as in the audience. Really.
It would keep the adrenaline running, wouldn't it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever get to sleep after a show?
Oh, no, it takes a while to wind down, for sure, yeah. I always have a few beers and a few Shirazes and, yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, and listen to some Shiraz while you're drinking some Shiraz. The couple of albums, The Window and Rewind, have been recorded in Uniting Church halls. Now, when I think of recording, I think of a recording studio, but you're using a church hall. What is it about the church hall that attracts you?
We recorded the last album in a studio, and it was great and fine, but it doesn't have the dynamicism of a live gig. That is what we're famous for and what we really love about our band. So I spoke to our engineer and I said, look, you know, I want to do something where we can really capture that live sound. And he took us to the Northcote Uniting Church Hall, which he had actually designed the acoustic baffling for. So he knew exactly how it works. And he stuck us down one end and then he, you know, put mics in front of us and then he stuck another mic down the other end. And all you can hear from that microphone is a whole lot of reverb. But when that's mixed into the whole mix, it sounds really natural and live and like it's a live gig. That's basically what we're going for. And as well as that, we get to play as if we're on stage, as in we can look at each other and face each other and feed off each other, which is really, really crucial for our kind of music.
As opposed to being stuck in an individual little room.
Individual little booths and things like that, yeah.
What a great way to do it.
I think it's the way to do it, really, for our kind of music.
I suppose, yeah, it's traditional music, which many years ago would have been heard in the likes of a church hall, a church dance or whatever it happens to have been.
Yeah, definitely.
You've got lots of things on your diary. You've got lots of festivals and quite a few shows around the place at various clubs. One that grabbed my eye was the Gatsby Winter Soiree.
We're looking forward to that one.
It sounds fun.
There's a few different bands involved in that. Off the top of my head, I believe it's written down there probably who's involved, but they're having a whole a gala, essentially, of 1920s entertainment, and I'm really excited about it, actually. Should be a good gig.
The blurb talks about to all welcome from flappers to flyboys, dames to dapper dans, and everyone in between.
Oh, yes, you have to dress appropriately if you want to go to that one, apparently.
We happen to have someone in this room who loves swing dancing. I think this might be sort of up his alley somewhere, John.
This could be quite up my alley.
Very much so. It's hosted by the suave Shane Savage of Chris and Josh fame and features the finest in Melbourne big band music, classic cars, market stalls, vintage photo booth and swing dancing performances. It's a vintage extravaganza not to be missed. It sounds like a great lot of fun. Great that you're involved in that, guys.
It should be great.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one.
And of course, we also then have the launch of Rewind, Shiraz, and that's coming up very, very shortly on May the 12th.
At the Workers' Club in Brunswick. And it's just a Sunday evening, not too late. So I think everyone should be able to come along and enjoy the music. We're supported by the Nymphs, four-piece vocal quartet doing sort of Andrew Sisters style music, and they're terrific, so we're really excited about that. And there should be lots of dancing and things as well. So
it sounds like a lot of fun. Are you going to be playing the entire album?
No, we want to leave something for people to want to buy. We play it all, they won't want to buy anymore.
I'd buy one to take it home with me.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah. It's a bit difficult to take an entire band home with you.
We have been offered in the past. Matt often says as a joke, if you'd like to hear more, take us home with you. Buy a CD, and a lady actually offered, I'll pay you to come back to my place and you can play a private gig for us.
Oh, well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Jade Leonard is a jazz vocalist who does a fair bit of stuff here with Joy, and she's just done a Jazz at Your Place tour of Victoria, I think, over the last 3 weeks. And she's been playing in church halls, in community centres, in people's homes, just like what we're talking about here. So maybe there's a future there for you as well.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds fun.
Are our homes big enough to do justice to the sound of the band?
You'd have to have a decent-sized home, I think. I think some people's homes would be big enough, but really, I think a hall is what you're really after for our band.
You're heading off to Canberra. For the first time, the front, is that a shop? Because it says the front, shop one, Wattle Place in Lyneham, ACT, and that's your first visit to Canberra.
It's our first visit. It's the shop, it's a gallery cafe, and it's a fairly intimate sort of venue. We're doing a gig in at the Illawarra Jazz Festival on next Saturday, and then which is in Wollongong-ish area, and then we're driving down to Canberra and playing there on Sunday afternoon. So that should be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to that.
That'll be great. And your first time in Canberra?
Mm-hmm. As a band.
And you'll be going back again?
Well, we'll see how it goes. We'd like to. we've had interest from the swing dancing community there who would like to have us up for some events, but, nothing's been formalised yet.
Can I just add, David,
that
the swing dancing community is extremely widespread. All over Australia, every single city. I'm yet to find a city that does not have one.
It's like a rash. A good rash.
I don't know if rash is the right word. But they are definitely all over the place. And there could be people that you know, David, that may be swing dancers but might not have told you yet.
Well, there could be. Are you looking at this panel operator here?
Maybe. I think Corey would be keen to come for a lesson with me, I think, at one point.
We should give it a go.
We could have a go at the Lindy Hop.
The other thing, guys, I'm intrigued with is Kingston's Mighty Wurlitzer.
Oh, we're looking forward to that gig.
You're going down to Kingston to play with the organ.
Kingston, as in, yeah, just
the
down
city
in,
of Kingston, yeah.
Yeah, Moorabbin. Yeah, the city organist, Scott Harrison, runs a series of concerts each year featuring the Wurlitzer. And he wants to do a Dixieland one, and he's got into contact with us, and he's scheduling this this event, which is, you know, going to be sort of a cabaret style event, a sit down, 10 people dinner table sort of thing. It's going to be a real experience playing with a Wurlitzer, because that's an instrument unlike any others, really.
Very much so, yeah. Now, you've got a website where the listener can find out whatever they like about Shiraz and get all the details of your upcoming gigs and CDs and things. What is that website?
www.shiraz.com.au, and that's Shiraz, S-H-I-R-A-double-Z. It's got double Z like jazz.
That's a great way to remember it. We're all nodding in here in the studio that this has just struck us as being a marvellous thing to hear. Probably Matt and Adrian think we're strange, but never mind.
We love a good pun.
Excellent. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in tonight. It's great to have you in. Look forward to hearing more from Shiraz. You're most welcome to pop in at any time, particularly if we can get a couple of players in and we can have something
certainly.
Live. I'd love to hear back from you after you've done your Gatsby Winter Soiree and hear how that went, and also the Wurlitzer. I'd love to hear that. Might have to check out when that's on and check the diary.
I think we might have a bit of trouble bringing that into the studio.
Oh, but wouldn't it be fantastic?
Wouldn't it?
Matt and Adrian from Shiraz, thank you so much for joining us here on Bent Notes on Joy 94.9. Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.